We're spending a week in the Gary Community School Corporation to examine the shortcomings and progress the struggling district is making. Today, we take a tour through the city with School Superintendent Dr. Cheryl Pruitt. Many Gary residents attribute an uptick in the school's performance to Pruitt's presence and vision for the district. But the superintendent herself says she and the rest of the Gary team have plenty more work to do.
To understand everything that's going on in the Gary Community School Corporation, just spend a day with Superintendent Cheryl Pruitt. It's the first day of the new academic year, and Pruitt is in the car, making the rounds to each of her district schools. It's something she says she's tried to do in the past and wants to do more.
But I might just go in to see if they need anything, you know, and try to touch the teachers in case they need something that I don't know about. And also to build that relationship where they feel like they can come and talk to me. Hey, Attorney Coleman.
Already today, transportation has been an issue. Pruitt has had to call the district's contracted bus company to find out why buses were not showing up to take kids to school. She's also had to contact the IT team to address an online parent portal that's not yet up and running, and deal with the lack of adequate security detail to screen students as they entered the high school buildings. Her head appears to be on a constant swivel, answering phone calls and emails.
Is there ever a day when you're not getting a text message or a call?
Never.
Every 5 minutes?
Never. Not even on Saturdays and Sundays. This past Saturday was, oh my God, busy. Okay, how are you?
Hello. Thank you.
We pull up in front of Beveridge Elementary. Pruitt strolls confidently across the parking lot and through the front door, greeting people along the way. This is one of Gary's 16 academic buildings, and Pruitt says each building has its own successes and its own challenges. Last winter, kids from two schools had to be squeezed into one building when the pipes burst in one of the old buildings. This year, due to a vote by Indiana's State Board of Education, one area middle school has closed, and Gary has configured other buildings to accommodate those kids. Don't get me wrong, Pruitt has seen successes since she took the helm as district superintendent 4 years ago. Her administration has reduced Gary's failing schools by 58% over the last 3 years. District-wide I-STEP passing rates, while still relatively low, have improved steadily since 2009.
I'm probably not the traditional superintendent because I have that, I have funding, I have education, and then I have everything, you know, the negative publicity, the vouchers, the charters, the takeover, you know. So it kind of all just goes together in my head.
Pruitt continues her trek through the various hallways at Beveridge, head high, heels clicking. Without fail, in every building, people recognize Pruitt.
Hey, hey.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Good. Nice to see you.
How you doing?
Staff members, students, teachers, and parents make a point to smile and say hi. Some even run up to give her a hug.
You doing good? Your day okay?
Yes, I am.
Like Ellen Young, who's been a parent in the system for 19 years.
See how she take her time and talk? She made a way out of no way.
What do you mean by that?
Like all the hard times, school, everybody thought it'd be over. They thought Gary Community School Corps was about to shut down. We still standing.
That's a common sentiment throughout Gary. Many credit Pruitt with what they see as the beginning of a real 180-degree turn for the city's schools. A few colleagues from Pruitt's former positions believe in her vision so much, they followed her to Gary. One of them is Marianne Fedition, Gary's Executive Director of Special Education and Student Services.
The position was available, and I so believe in Dr. Pruitt's mission and vision of what she's doing, knowing that working for her and working with her would be a pleasure. Dr. Pruitt is without a doubt student-centered, unbelievably student-centered, with a focus on preparing.
But Pruitt sends the credit right back to the community. She says partnerships with local churches, community groups, and even national figures like Magic Johnson and Oprah Winfrey are making a huge difference in how locals perceive the schools themselves. She's not in denial about the problems the district faces. When asked what she sees as the district's biggest weakness, she says,
our finances, we do have to begin to live within our means, and also is an opportunity at the same time to figure out
public education and private and public partnerships. The other thing is the perceptions. People in the media and everybody craft these perceptions as though things are reality. And as you know, when you print things and you tell people that stuff, it becomes their reality. You know?
No doubt, Pruitt is working on shaping that perspective.
Are you going to work?
On her drive between Beveridge Elementary and Westside High School,
Ms. Pruitt, I need a job.
Pruitt picks up a parent she sees on the side of the road walking toward the school.
Good morning to you.
The woman tells Pruitt she's headed to the high school to talk to the principal about a potential part-time position working in the school office. She had to walk because her car was in the shop today.
Thank you, Ms. Pruitt. You're welcome.
I don't ask Pruitt why she bothered to give the woman a ride, and she doesn't seem to feel the need to explain. She just gets out of the car, smooths her jacket, and heads into the next building.